The Formation and Evolution of Massive Galaxies, by Yingji Jing et al. The discovery of massive galaxies at high redshifts, especially the passive ones, poses a big challenge for the current standard galaxy formation models. Here we use the semi-analytic galaxy formation model developed by Enriquez et al. To explore the formation and evolution of massive galaxies, MGs, stellar mass m*10^11 m*O. Different from previous works, we focus on the ones just formed, e.g. just reach approximately meteorite light year or EQ10^11 m*O. We find that most of the MGs are formed around z equals 0.6, with the earliest formation at z greater than 4. Interestingly, although most of the MGs in the local universe are passive, we find that only 13% of the MGs are quenched at the formation time. Most of the quenched MGs at formation already hosts a very massive supermassive black hole, SMBH, which could power the very effective AGN feedback. For the star-forming MGs, the ones with more massive SMBH prefer to quench in shorter timescales. In particular, those with m_texture-meter SMBH greater than 10^7.5 m*O have a quenching timescale of approximately meteorite light year or 0.5 gear, and the characteristic m_texture-meter SMBH depends on the chosen stellar mass threshold in the definition of MGs as a result of their co-evolution. We also find that the in situ star formation dominates the stellar mass growth of MGs until they are formed. Over the whole redshift range, we find the quiescent MGs prefer to stay in more massive dark matter halos and have more massive SMBH and less cold gas masses. Our results provide a new angle on the whole life of the growth of MGs in the universe. This was The Formation and Evolution of Massive Galaxies, by Yingji Jing et al.